Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Champlin Lindsay Williams. Welcome back.
Well, Vinnie, it is a joy to be with you. This amazes me. You know, I actually heard them talk about the possibility of New Zealand being one of the places where they might try this, another Cyprus event similar. What is the name of your prime minister down there?
John Key.
John
worked on the
key,
like in a lock.
Oh, key. This is great. I'm going to do some looking up on this. This is amazing. Did I heard it here, right from them, and you didn't know I was going to give this on your program today. And then to hear that John Key actually says this is amazing. He must know something. I guarantee you he's pulled his money out before it happens.
He has. He's worth an estimated $50 million, Chaplain, and he's put all his money into blind trusts. He was one of the people who was instrumental in setting up the European bond and derivatives trade in early 2000, I believe. And then he came here in 2008, ran for Prime Minister completely out of nowhere, and won the election. Ever since then, the country's gotten into inordinate amounts of debt. You know, it's like, what else did you expect to happen with somebody who's an expert in derivatives, which is simply just made up debt?
Yeah, derivatives. And you remember that I was told back nearly 2 years ago, they said, Chaplin, if you want to know when it's going to happen, watch the derivative market. And they gave me three signs. And I gave that on your program, I think back many, many months ago, that they had said to me, we're going to use the derivative market as a method of bringing down all the currencies of the world at the same time when we get ready to do it. Now, they're not ready to do it yet. Let me keep on expressing this, because they've expressed it to me. They are not ready for the currencies of the world to collapse yet, because they don't have you in enough debt. And it's so interesting, Vinny, that you would say that this man out of the middle of nowhere, Mr. John Key, comes to New Zealand, and he gets the country in such massive debt. And this is exactly what they told me back nearly 2 years ago. They wanted to create massive debt in every country, every person, every city, every state. They wanted such massive debt that when they do finally decide to collapse the derivative market, not the New York stock market, not Wall Street, no. The derivative market is what they said that they will collapse when they get ready to bring about the demise of all of the currencies of the world. And Mr. John Key, you say, was involved in derivatives, and he came to New Zealand out of the middle of nowhere and all of a sudden put your country into debt. That's exactly what they're doing here in the United States of America, Benny.
It's the agenda. I mean, if you can't control a country militarily, just control them monetarily.
Yes. And this is the method whereby they will take over, is a monetary method of doing it. Someone called in on a radio show that I was on a number of weeks ago. Of course, I've had a number of people call and ask this question. They said, Chaplin, you lived with the elite of the world for a period of time. And I said, yes, I did. They said, you know them fairly well. I said, well, I know some of them until yet, 38 years later. They're retired now. And they said, Chaplin, why would the elite destroy their own country? Because I've made the statement many times that nearly every one of the elite that I knew back in those days, of course, I didn't know them all, but the few that I did know, nearly every one of them had a residence in the United States of America. They were American citizens, American citizenship. And they said, why would these elite destroy their own country? And my response to them was, you don't understand the elite's mindset. If you did, you would know that they are not destroying America. They're not destroying New Zealand. They aren't destroying Great Britain. They aren't destroying Canada. They're taking it over, not destroying it. Do you realize what they want to do? They want to put you into so much debt until your children are crying for food on the table and clothes on their back, and you need gasoline for the gas tank, and your currency has lost so much of its purchasing power and they want to get you into such a condition that you will say, please help us. Just get us out of the mess we're in. Give me gas for my gas tank. Give me food for my table. We'll give up our currency. We'll give up our constitution. We'll give up anything. Just get us out of the mess we're in. That's exactly where they want you. They are not destroying America. They're taking America over so that then they, under the auspices of the New World Order, can bring the world back out of the mess that it's in at that time under their direction, under their auspices, under their control. The name of the game is control. I've said it for 38 years since I lived with these people. And they want to bring the world out of the condition it's in under their control. This is all they want. So they're not really destroying anything. They're bringing everything and everybody under their control, their way. So, Vinny, that's exactly why Mr. John Key is putting New Zealand in such massive debt.
We hit the debt ceiling for the first time ever in the country's history. I believe it was something along the lines of $50 billion for only 4 million people. So he's got, like, what, 100 grand of debt per head? It's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's unpaybackable. If that's even a word.
Yeah. And the elite themselves, they have already long since taken care of their money. By the way, I doubt very seriously if there's anyone on your program that could afford to stash money away in the Caymans or in Dubai. But let me warn you, I have heard that both of those places are in grave danger. So if any of you out there are wealthy enough, I don't. But if any of you out there are wealthy enough that you have laundered money through either the Caymans or Dubai, watch out very much because they may pull a stunt there like they did in Cyprus. And if they did, they could wipe out billions and billions of dollars in either one of those places. So many Americans have stashed their money away in Caymans and in the Belize and in Dubai. And if anybody has funds there, be very, very careful. You very well could lose massive amounts because those places are targeted possibly for the future. All of this is a method of massive, I'll use the exact words that they used to me just short of 2 years ago. They call it forced debt creation. And I produced an entire DVD series on that, just telling about how they were going to do it. Now, once again, for those of you who may have joined us just recently, my new DVD series that just came out 1 week ago is entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. When I heard what my elite friend said, when he told me where to go to actually read buzzwords, what they were telling that they were going to do, I went in studio and produced a 1 hour and 30 minute DVD series entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. It came out approximately a week ago. Our toll free number, if you wish to call and get one, is 888-799-6111. Or you can go on the web after the program today. Please don't turn off that dial because we've got a lot to talk about yet. I want to talk about why they took gold and silver where they did just recently. You can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or if you want to have an American operator answer your phone call, you can go toll-free in America to 888-799-6111. New signs the elite have just given me. Benny, have you wondered why they did what they did to gold and silver prices just recently?
What do you mean, why they dipped so significantly?
Well, there were two reasons why they did it. I did not, oftentimes they'll tell me things in advance. They did not tell me in advance this time when they were going to start the spiral of gold and silver prices. I was told when it got to the bottom. It has already hit the bottom. It's going to start up from here. And it's going to go up. Gold will probably go to $3,000 an ounce. So all of you who bailed out when it got down to the bottom, you made a terrible mistake. They're going to take it back up again. Silver's going to go to probably $75 an ounce. And They did it for two reasons. They did it intentionally. Every bit of this was by manipulation, and nothing more, nothing less. It was outright done intentionally. They plummeted gold prices and silver prices, and they did it for two reasons. Number one, they had hoped to frighten the little person out of gold and silver. Now, only 1% of the people in the United States of America own any gold or silver. Only 1%. I know that sounds drastic, and it is, because people just don't realize where the elite have their money. Secondly, less than 0.5% of the people in the United States of America own gold and silver minted by the United States Mint prior to 1933 and 34, which, of course, is non-confiscatable. The elite, of course, have gotten into gold and silver, but they took the price of gold and silver, just plummeted it just recently, because, number one, they wanted to frighten the average person out of gold and silver. Well, just like when our president said after the Sandy Hook item that took place, he said, I'm going to do everything in my power to be able to put through some legislation about guns, and he became the greatest gun salesman that any president of the United States of America has ever been. Well, when they took gold prices and silver prices down just a matter of weeks ago, the same thing happened again. It backfired on them. You know, I am so glad when the elite lose. It's so neat to me to see them do something for one reason and the American people do it for another reason. The American people literally started going out and buying gold and silver to the point that if you go to a coin dealer today and ask to buy silver, he'll flat out, right out tell you, it'll be weeks before I can ever get it, if I can get it at all. It's practically not available in America right now, silver minted by the United States Mint. And gold has gotten to the place that a number of gold dealers that I know, and I contact them, talk to them from time to time, and they've said, Chaplain, a person would just have to wait for weeks in order to be able to get an American Eagle. They said gold is very difficult to get right now. And at one time, I guess the Mint had even stopped minting silver. So anyway, they plummeted the price of gold and silver, hoping to get everybody out of it they could. Secondly, they did it for a second reason. They knew when they got to the bottom. And it's up from the bottom now. And when it got to the very bottom, the elite bought for everything you're worth. Really. They bought so much that the average person couldn't get it from the United States Mint because they were buying it and they knew where the value was. Did you notice something else happened at the same time? Commodities had a sell-off at the same time that gold and silver did. Wheat, corn, and I want to give you the expression that my elite friend gave me about the time that was happening. He said, Chaplain, this is the beginning of a crack. Those are the exact words he used to me on the telephone. He said, this is the beginning of a crack. Well, they took commodities down at the same time. Copper went to a 52-week low at the same time that gold and silver hit its bottom. All of the global economy right now is very, very weak. Japan is in horrible trouble. You notice what Japan's doing with their currency. They're doing everything in their power to be able to weaken their currency so that other countries can buy from them. Russia. Do you realize that 2 weeks ago, Russia, for the first time that I can ever remember in my life, Russia announced a stimulus. Russia, of all people. It was just after the Cyprus event. And, of course, Russians had lost billions of dollars in Cyprus. And Russia actually announced a stimulus event. Worldwide economic weakness everywhere. And the comics is in trouble. Big trouble. Some people are even suggesting that the comics may be bankrupt and they just haven't announced it yet. So no silver was available for a period of time. Folks, you need to watch very carefully what's happening because it's getting to the point that the elite are pulling some strings. They are not. I'll go back and say it again. I've said it a number of times during the program, and I don't like to keep saying things at the same time. But you need to realize the elite are not ready yet for a financial collapse. It is going to happen. And you must not go to sleep. Your currency is still worth enough that you can go and use it. Don't go in debt. Under no circumstances, go in debt for anything. If you can't afford to pay for it, don't buy it. But if there are things that you need to do for your family, your currency is still fairly strong. It's going to become weak rapidly before too long. Go and do what you need to do. I have made some very definite decisions in my household within the past 2 months' time. I've done some things that I would not have done 6 months ago. You've got to get into tangibles and get out of paper of every kind possible, because the paper, if you have it, you are going to take a loss. Now, you will remember.
Because I would actually encourage people to invest in paper, toilet paper, because nothing is more valuable in an economic collapse situation. I can assure you.
You are great. I love that. There are a number of things I could suggest. There are things that men need. There are certain things that ladies need. And if you didn't have them, can you imagine what a mess your house would be in? And you're right. If it's ever a time that you need toilet paper, you're right. Invest in paper. Invest in those things that you need. Let's think of some other things, Vinny, that people need to do right now.
How about you hold that thought, Chaplain, and we'll be right back after the break at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. Chaplain Lindsay Williams from prophecyclub.com is my very special guest. Only one more segment. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.